Welcome to the Poetry Moment. I am Lisa Conger. I would like to dedicate this week's poems to our medical and health professionals on the front lines of this pandemic. In 2003, with a grant from the National Association of Poetry Therapy, Dr. Bill Green and I began a poetry group for professional caregivers at Sacred Heart Hospital, entitled Write from the Heart. Dr. Green, a beloved pediatrician and wonderful poet, was my co-facilitator until the last couple of years when health issues interfered. We also co-facilitated for 4 years a course for first-year medical students called Take Two Poems and Call Me in the Morning, a class in medical humanities and reflective writing. Because Bill is such a beloved member of both the medical community and the poetry circle, we established the William H. Green Poetry Prize to be given to a local medical student or resident for a poem dealing with some aspect of medicine. Today's poem is by one of the co-first place winners of the prize, Kenneth Darcy, for his poem, You Would Like to Write a Poem About Medicine. You would like to write a poem about medicine, a story capable of conveying the joy and pain and determination you see each day in your patients. And you want your poem to be about intimacy, the beating of a heart heard through a stethoscope, the bedside comforts of a husband who hasn't slept in days. And you want your poem to be about life, the animal-like cry of a newborn declaring her existence at 2:42 a.m., the irreversible growth of a cancer entering its final stage. And you want your poem to be about death, ease in a patient who has faced dis-ease, the microscopic toll that must be paid to keep an operating room sterile, and the losses you can't even write down. You want your poem to talk about apathy and empathy, and solutions to problems, and problems without solutions. And those who read your poem will say they understand, and you will convince yourself that you understand. But understanding isn't the point. You know you do not need to write your poem. It is enough that the poetry already exists. That was Kenneth Darcy. The poems shared this week are in honor of our healthcare workers. I am Lisa Conger. Thank you.